I did a lot of work with horses. I was always going about one thing or another. But the heavy work eventually, not eventually, I mean, at the time, the heaviest work, quite a lot of it, was done with the traction engines, the steam engines, where the ploughing and some of the heavy cultivating on our land. You had an engine each end of the field, and they both got a winding drum, and the plough was pulled back and forth. First one engine, because you can't push with a wire rope, can you? You pull it that way, and then the other engine to pull it back, and so you worked across the field. That's how it was done. But of course, these engines, unless you were lucky, you hadn't got enough water. Sometimes at one end of the field there'd be a ditch or something that you could, or the stream that you could pump water out of. But mostly it had to be carted to the engines with a horse and a water cart, one that you've got a pump bolted on the side, a small sort of 2-inch pump, and you had to pump it up, throw the hose in the stream and pump it up until it's full of water. That was my job, you know, and the pumping was hard work. One little trick. I surprised them once. This, I think, was when the threshing engine, when we were working over Shepley. I suddenly realised where I was getting the water from the stream just above the mill at Shepley. There was a place in the bank where the cattle in the meadow go down to drink, you see. And I saw this, and I thought, well, this is going to be an easier way of filling the water cart up. So I backed the water cart into the stream, right into the middle of the stream, you see, because it was fairly firm base. And then I pulled the lever that, if it was full, would let the water out. But as I did that, see, of course, the water came in the pipe and filled the cart up for me. All I had to do was just top it up with a few more bucketfuls. And I've wandered away a little bit, haven't I?
You have, yes.
Yeah, but well, I'll get back to it.
You're back to horses.
Yes, yeah, I'd better get back to horses, yes. Yes. And the other thing, of course, was the engines needed coal. The nearest coal, of course, was Melbourne Station. And we that was another one of my jobs, to take a horse and cart to the station. Oh, Mr. Harrop, anybody remember Mr. Harrop, who used to be the coal master? No, I don't think so. But and the weighbridge, you stand the horse and cart on the weighbridge and get the weight of coal right. You used to bring a ton at a time, because these engines, that when they were ploughing, they'd use 700 or 800 weights a day. But that was quite hard work, fetching and carrying, or fetching water and coal, and taking to the engines.